Picture this. You're about to deliver a presentation that could change your career. You've spent weeks preparing, but as you click through your first few slides, you watch the audience's eyes glaze over. What went wrong? According to Gar Reynolds' Presentation Zen Design, you've likely fallen into the bullet point trap. This revolutionary guide transforms how we think about visual communication by applying Zen principles to presentation design. Since its publication, it has become essential reading for business leaders, educators, and speakers worldwide, influencing presentations from startup pitches to TED Talks. At its heart lies a simple question with profound implications. What if presentations could be both visually stunning and intellectually powerful? The answer lies in embracing the Zen philosophy that less is more, and that visual design isn't just decoration, it's the foundation of effective communication in our increasingly image-driven world. The ability to simplify means eliminating the unnecessary so the necessary may speak. This philosophy forms the cornerstone of Reynolds' approach to presentation design. Like traditional Japanese cuisine with its balance and restraint, effective presentations must nourish both mind and spirit through thoughtful design. Despite widespread access to sophisticated design tools, design literacy remains scarce, creating advantages for professionals who develop these skills. In our image-driven culture, visual presentation matters as much as the ideas themselves. Unlike art, design must solve real problems within practical constraints while considering the user's perspective. Good design impacts people's lives, and attractive designs actually work better because positive emotions enhance learning and creative thought. Reynolds' 14 fundamental design principles, including embracing constraints, practicing restraint, adopting a beginner's mind, and focusing on experience, create a framework for thinking like a designer. These principles make ideas resonate and stick. Typography gives words visual form alongside verbal meaning. Understanding its basics improves your visual communication, with clarity being the primary concern for presentations, especially for audience members in the back row. Common presentation mistakes include text that's too small, it should be readable in slide sort of view, overusing all uppercase letters, which reduces readability, and creating visual clutter through poor typeface selection. Effective typography requires simplicity and breathing room. Your typeface choice communicates subtle information about your content and personality, setting a mood beyond your word's literal meaning. Rather than being overwhelmed by options, develop a core repertoire of reliable typefaces. Using different weights and styles from a single type family provides flexibility while maintaining design harmony. Helvetica, despite criticism for overuse, demonstrates the power of neutrality. Like Japanese white rice complementing other flavors, it provides clarity without competing with other design elements. As designer Wim Kruwel notes, it shouldn't have a meaning in itself. The meaning is in the content of the text and not in the typeface. Color captures attention and affects us emotionally, often subconsciously. Despite unlimited digital options, restraint remains key. Japanese sumi-ye art demonstrates how powerful visuals need only one color in different shades. When a small red seal is added to these monochromatic works, it creates emphasis, teaching us to express more with less and use color purposefully. Color choices should be intentional and simple. The broader your palette, the harder it is to maintain harmony. Four basic color schemes enhance visuals: monochromatic, variations of one hue; analogous, adjacent colors; complementary, opposite colors; and achromatic plus one, black, white, gray with a single accent. Space isn't just an area to fill, it's a design element itself. While many presenters crowd slides, empty or white space guides viewers' eyes, provides contrast, and creates balance. In Japanese aesthetics, space, ma, isn't something to fill, but an element to respect. Adding even one element to an empty slide activates the surrounding space, which can either illuminate your topic or be wasted. Many designers see their work as arranging white space to bring elements alive, just as silence between notes gives music its form. Our brains process images far more efficiently than text, yet most presentations remain word-heavy. Dr. John Medina contrasts the incredible inefficiency of text-based information with the incredible effects of images. Our brains excel at processing pictures rather than identifying letters and words, suggesting we should replace text-heavy slides with visuals. For maximum impact, bleed images off the slide by filling the entire area. Full bleed images create the illusion of a larger slide, drawing viewers in more effectively than images with margins. Photographs create emotional connections better than charts and bullet points. While data matters, it only has meaning in the context of real life, best conveyed through story. Video further engages the significant portion of our brain devoted to visual processing. When presenting about Japan's tsunami rebuilding efforts, photos generated interest, but actual tsunami footage transformed passive engagement into emotional connection. Video also provides a welcome change of pace, especially important after the 10-minute mark, when audience attention typically drops. Keep clips under 30 seconds and make them large enough to be seen from the back row. Otherwise, don't bother showing them. Quantitative data can powerfully support your case or confuse your audience when poorly executed. Before showing data, determine its purpose. Are you showing precise values or illustrating trends? Simplicity is fundamental to effective presentation. True simplicity isn't oversimplification, but eliminating distractions. Maximize the signal-to-noise ratio by enhancing relevant elements while minimizing irrelevant ones. Simple choices like removing busy backgrounds and using selective color emphasis improve clarity. Effective data presentation follows three principles: restrain, deciding what to include versus exclude; reduce, removing non-essential elements; and emphasize, highlighting what's important through contrast and using declarative titles rather than generic labels. Hans Rosling revolutionized data presentation by making statistics come alive. As he noted, few people will appreciate the music if I just show them the notes. His approach transforms statistics into interactive, animated graphics, making complex relationships instantly comprehensible. The journey toward design excellence begins with establishing your current starting point, competing only with yourself, not others. Most people never formally learn design principles, but it's never too late to improve. The process requires reflection to evaluate your position and identify growth opportunities. Kaizen, meaning continuous improvement, focuses on steady, incremental progress rather than dramatic changes. The power lies in consistently seeking small ideas as tiny improvements accumulate into significant growth over time. This mindset rejects complacency, maintaining openness to learning in each moment. Design surrounds us, offering countless learning opportunities if we pay attention. The challenge is slowing down amid our fast-paced lives to truly see what's around us. Daily commutes display banners, signs, and advertisements that showcase both effective and ineffective design. Even product packaging contains valuable design lessons for those who look closely. Remember that design isn't about dazzle. It's about clarity, evidence, engagement, and story. If your ideas are worth sharing, then how you present them visually matters profoundly. By embracing these principles, you transform not just your slides, but the impact of your ideas on the world.